The Journal is a new podcast from Gimlet Media and The Wall Street Journal about money, business, and power.
On this show, we show you how a company's bottom line affects the decisions you make every day.
Google's entire future is predicated on it continuing to be the one place you go for the answer to all information.
We follow the money and see where it takes us.
This is one of the biggest financial heists that has ever happened, period.
The Journal is out now.
On Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sponsored by Merrill and LinkedIn.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. The price wars in the online stock trading business have taken a sharp turn. We'll have details in a moment. First, some money and market news you should know. It won't be long before the weather outside is frightful, but retailers are upbeat about the upcoming holiday shopping season. The National Retail Federation expects holiday sales to rise about 4% this year to about $730 billion. That would be a rebound over last year when the government shutdown led to sales below economists' expectations. But recent economic data indicates that sales numbers could still disappoint. Retail consulting firms point out that fears of an oncoming recession are growing louder, and the ongoing trade dispute is impacting consumer confidence, though higher tariffs have yet to translate to higher prices for consumers. Americans owe roughly $1.5 trillion in student debt, but a record number of people are saving for college. Through the middle of this year, Americans added $352 billion in assets into their tax-advantaged college savings plans, also known as 529 education savings accounts. That's a 7% increase over a year ago. And the College Savings Plans Network says the number of 529 college savings plans topped 14 million in June. The National Center for Education Statistics says, as of 2017, 1 year at a public college costs more than $19,000, while private, nonprofit, and for-profit schools cost an average of over $41,000.
The Journal is a new podcast from Gimlet Media and The Wall Street Journal about money, business, and power.
On this show, we show you how a company's bottom line affects the decisions you make every day.
Google's entire future is predicated on it continuing to be the one place you go for the answer to all information.
We follow the money and see where it takes us.
This is one of the biggest financial heists that has ever happened, period.
The Journal is out now.
On Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sponsored by Merrill and LinkedIn.
The online brokerage price wars have taken a dramatic turn. Charles Schwab and its rivals E-Trade and TD Ameritrade are eliminating commissions on online stock and options trades. And Wall Street Journal reporter Alexander Osipovich is here with details. So, Alex, this seems like an answer to investors who felt that fees charged by Schwab and its competitors were too high.
That's right, JR. Fees in general for trades at online brokerages have been on the downtrend recently. Every few years, there seems to be a price war, and they come down a few bucks. But the new thing is that recently, there are some online brokerages of a new breed, especially Robinhood, that have introduced zero commission trading. They're very lean operations. They have other ways of making money. And that's put some pressure on the older guys, Charles Schwab, TD Ameritrade, E-Trade in particular, to lower fees even further.
Yeah, Robinhood and Trade Zero just disrupted this business.
Robinhood is the big one. They now have around 6 million users, and it spawned a whole slew of competitors that are also offering zero commission trades, and a few other players like, you know, JP Morgan has a zero commission trading platform now too.
TD Ameritrade dropped its fees earlier this week, and Schwab and E-Trade's zero commission models go into effect on Monday the 7th. That's Columbus Day, and yes, the markets are open that day. But the elimination of fees might not be as damaging to Schwab because Schwab is less reliant on fees than its rivals?
That's correct. Schwab is a pretty diversified business, and it essentially runs a bank as well as an online brokerage. And it makes money by, among other things, charging people interest for collecting interest for the money that it holds for its clients. It has a less of a reliance on trading commissions than some of its peers, such as E-Trade and TD Ameritrade.
And you mentioned J.P. Morgan a little while ago. Other brokerage houses like J.P. Morgan Chase, they've offered free stock trades for some of their customers. They sort of created packages for free trading in the past.
Yes, and a lot of it is actually about reaching out to new, younger, and first-time investors. I think that's one of the lessons of Robinhood, that younger millennial-type investors really like a simple fee structure that they can understand without, you know, feeling like they're getting screwed in the fine print. And so they've flocked to Robinhood, and that's unleashed a lot of these competitors. Even Bank of America on its Merrill Edge project product offers some zero commission trades.
These have been kind of rocky times for e-brokers like Schwab and TD Ameritrade and E-Trade. Slowing economic growth has really reined in stock trading volume.
Yeah, there's been a few factors, none of which have been good for the e-brokers. Volumes are down. If you compare to Q4 of last year, stock trading volumes have fallen off a fair amount. Also, the Fed cutting interest rates in recent months has been pretty bad for the e-brokers because they make money from money that you leave on their accounts. They collect the interest rates and they sweep it in, and that's a big profit center for them. So this whole period of rock bottom interest rates over the past decade or so has been pretty bad for them. They got very excited when the when Powell started to raise rates, and now that the opposite is happening, they're suffering.
Now, in addition to the e-traders, are we expecting fees to drop or go away altogether elsewhere in the financial world?
Yes. This whole trend towards zero, or at least towards very cheap fees, has been underway in a few areas. In asset management, you've seen no-fee ETF trades, no-fee index-based mutual fund trades from the likes of Fidelity and Vanguard. And then also in financial advice, there are some digital upstarts that have been offering very cheap financial advice where basically you get charged zero for the advice and they make money off of fees baked into the funds that you're investing in. And this is pretty different from the traditional model where financial advisor will tell you how to trade and collect 1-2% of your assets under management.
Kind of a brave new world in the e-brokerage business.
Yeah, yeah. Across the board, you're seeing a lot of these companies struggle with the low-fee environment. There are certainly winners and losers there. There are technology disruptors. And, you know, on the whole, I'd say the retail investor wins from this because ultimately you get more selection, lower fees.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Alexander Ozipovich here with us. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, no problem.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.